dogs be like? To strap on a gun and put on a bag and become a lawman. Well, you're standing there at RFK Stadium, watching all those swinging Richards come in for another Redskins game. You're standing there with your gut grumbling and your hemis burning. And you turn to your partner and you say, I wonder who it'll be tonight. We ought to have a lottery. We'll pick numbers on the tickets. We'll find out who gets dragged and bagged. Because it's an interesting fact. Every Redskins game, somebody dies. Somebody in the crowd. You know, statistically, if you take 60,000 human beings and you put them together for 3 hours, at least one of them will be on a slab. For whatever reason. Heart attack, brain embolism. You stand there, and as you watch them all go in with the big grins on their faces and their bellies hanging out, you wonder which one is going to get dragged and bagged. Ah! They're hearing the cheering of the crowd tonight, but will they be hearing the buzz of the pathologist's saw tomorrow? You're standing there kneading your doodads as you look at the cheerleaders. Suddenly a fight breaks out. You see him up there in the stands, rolling around, knocking over a souvenir salesman. Ah, mate, you don't run up the aisle. You run right up the stands, man. Taking those stairs two at a time, firing into the air. Keeping our heads down. From long years of security at RFK, you know the only way to stop a total chaotic situation from developing is nip it. Nip it to bud. You find that redneck that started the fight, and you just tear into that faggot. And you send him over backwards into the souvenir stand. You drag him through all these hot dogs that have been splattered. The concessionaire's all upset. My God, I just got here. I got 672 hot dogs, and you just knocked them all over onto the floor. Officer, what the hell am I supposed to do with them?
When you look at him and say, cook them.
18 before 8 o'clock, DC 101.